Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I'd like to continue on in a message the Lord has placed on my heart on how to receive from the Lord, how to receive from Him. And someone has pointed out, they did this rather succinctly, but listen to this, to look is to receive with the eyes. To hear is to receive with the ears. To take is to receive with the hands. To taste is to receive with the mouth. To come is to receive with the feet. To trust is to receive with the heart. And to choose is to receive with the will. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like now to actually share the text that the Lord has us going to be looking, that we'll be looking at, and that's found in Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42, and this is a good lesson on spiritual receptivity from Scripture. Now it came to pass as they went, and that he, that's referring to Jesus, entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Praise God. Well, what are the lessons that we can learn? We see that Martha received him, Jesus, into her house. And of course, that's true of Mary and Lazarus, the disciples, and believers of all time. We have received him into our house. This little vignette in Scripture is so rich for us because we have to notice that this is just not, you know, a casual follower of Jesus, but those who were closely following him as a disciple, those who received him into their hearts and lives. And of course, this represents the indwelling presence of Jesus. If we're saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, he is dwelling. He's come to our house. John 1 and 12 says, but as many as received him, gave he power to become the sons of God. All right, now let's look at the setting. We see a picture of Jesus and his disciples, and he frequently visited the home of Martha and Mary. There were perhaps 16 people for dinner, and you know, that was no small task to prepare a meal. And apparently Jesus was talking and sharing about the happenings of the day. He was, you know, teaching about the gospel, about the kingdom of God. And we see in this little portion of Scripture that I shared, a picture of a Martha and a Mary. And we could say at one point there are two different types of believers, but perhaps it might be a little more accurate to say they're a picture of a believer at different times and states. How many of us can identify with Martha? If I could see a show of hands, I bet there'd be a lot waving out there. And how many of us can identify with Mary? Well, I think we've all been in a place that we've been both. So this is a wonderful picture of a believer in different states. Let's take a look at Martha. And I'm sure all of us can relate to that. At least it hits close to home as far as I'm concerned. What was she? She loved the Lord, but she was distracted. She was weary and burdened and troubled about her work for the Lord, almost to the point of breaking down. Have you ever felt like that? Some of you listening right now might feel that way. You just about have had reached your limit. You don't know how much more you can take. And in fact, she was in such a state, she was so distressed that she actually complained right in front of the guests to Jesus about Mary's lack of help. What to her was a duty had become a drudgery. Now, what do we see as we look at Mary? Well, she's a picture of a believer who was receiving from the Lord. She was spiritually receptive to the presence of the Lord. Look what verse 39 says, which also, referring to Mary, sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. She was being receptive, not just with her ears, but with her spirit and heart. She was receiving the truth of what Jesus was sharing. Now let's take a look at Martha. Sometimes I think we tend to be a little callous and critical and judgmental of her when actually, you know, those of us who really love the Lord, I'm sure there's times we can all relate to this, to Martha. We've been distracted. We've been weary. We've been burdened. Let's look at her positive traits. She was really an active worker. She busied herself with much serving, and this is commendable. She was not only a hearer of the word, she was a doer. And you know, in contrast, there are many Christians who simply want to do nothing but drink in. They just want to be blessed. They just want to come to church. They just want to come to service. They just want to hear a broadcast, TV, radio, whatever, and they just want to be blessed. And that's their primary function. They just want to drink in, and they're not that concerned about really giving out of serving the Lord. And so as we look at Martha, there's much to commend her. She was present, she heard Jesus' word, and she was concerned about ministering to him as well as to the brethren. Let's just really look at that circumstance. Who knows? It was probably at the end of the day, and people were tired, they were hungry. This was no ordinary service. She wanted to do much for them. The honest, earnest desire of her generous heart was to do much for the honor of Jesus. Just think about it. You know, imagine if Jesus came to your house. Wouldn't you want to do the very best for him? Get out, you know, whatever, your best meal, put your best tableware and silverware out before him. You'd really want to just bless him to show that you wanted to give him your best. Well, I'm sure that was the motive of Martha's heart, but she became worried over her work. Someone has said, we must not always be seeking. We must sometimes have found him. You know, the seeker, and it's good to seek God, but a seeker is very actively working. But beloved, there must come a time when the finder can quietly enjoy, when we can actually arrive at the presence of the Lord and not be concerned about the events of the day, the tasks that are before us, the responsibilities we have, the things on our to-do list. We must be concerned about just fellowshipping with Jesus. That's where our strength comes from. That's where our joy and peace originate, is being with his presence. And being with him, then we're able to go through the day with joy, with ease. I know we can all relate. There's times we've been, you know, gone through the day as Martha, and it seems like everything goes wrong. You know, what's on the stove burns, you drop something, something spills, nothing seems to work out. But when we have the right attitude, and we're going to be looking a little more closely tomorrow at what was really going on. Was the problem that she was just busy, that she was working hard to please the Lord and to minister to others? No, that wasn't really the issue. But what do we see? We find that, you know, whenever our work for the Lord brings us into anxiety and trouble, then we've gotten out of Christ's yoke. What did he say? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sometimes I have to remind myself, he doesn't stand over me with a whip for me to answer the mail or get the mailings out or do the broadcasts. He's wanting to partner with me. He's wanting me to relax in him and just allow his grace, his strength, to be able to allow the word of the Lord to minister life to others. And that's just exactly what he wants to do with you. No matter how mundane your day is, no matter what your work schedule is, no matter what you have to deal with in the home, he's there to give you wisdom, to give you strength, to give you all that you need. But instead, if we don't do that, what happens? Well, we take the next step. We begin to do what Martha does, and she begins to complain. She says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve all alone? Here I am in the kitchen, all alone. Make her come and help me. Bid her, therefore, that she help me." Martha's big task of much serving was self-imposed. Think about that. People that are highly responsible tend to do that. And she, like everyone else in similar circumstances, soon will get burdened and wearied. God-given work will never be cumbersome when done in His strength. A final note to exonerate Martha. She didn't complain to her sister. She complained to the Lord, and that's the right approach. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to be looking at a little bit deeper things of what was going on in that scenario, and I think you'll be blessed. I invite you to tune in. But I'd like to share a portion of a letter coming in from a brother writing recently from an inmate, actually, writing from Corcoran, California. And he writes, "Dear Sister Judith, thank you for your letter on fear. It's a very real eye-opener. Yes, we are always in fear of the unknown, but if we trust in the Lord, He will take that fear from us." And he goes on to share some personal things. He says, "Thank you for your helpful letters, all your letters. They touch my heart in some way or another. Thank you." A brother writing from Corcoran. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write. If you're facing some burden right now, there's power in agreeing prayer. That's why I'm on this station, to be able to bless you in the name of the Lord. The announcer is going to give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.